them. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour of today's show, this Friday, February 16th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got all the in for the podcast. Joining us on the line right now is U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
We are excited. It's movie date night. Miss Vicky's waiting for me to get back home, and we're going to go into Traverse City. We're going to have a great night. Watch The Chosen. We're excited. But most importantly, I want to talk to you today. I got a little bone to pick with you.
Oh? Uh-oh.
Yes. Yes.
I'm in trouble. If I'm in trouble with Trucker.
Yes, you are, girl. Hey, one thing that I was at the Genesee County convention last night. Man, what a circus that was. But Sherry, I was really, really surprised that none of the U.S. Senate candidates had any pamphlets or campaign literature or materials there. And I mean, they were 159 voting delegates plus the executive committee plus all the guests. And I was just wondering, I know you're traveling over the entire state. Do we not have any volunteers for your campaign in Genesee County?
I think Genesee, Trucker, is really pretty quiet for us right now. So if there's anybody that's listening that would like to, please. But we do have a couple volunteers. But Trucker, initially we were told that at the county conventions that we couldn't have some of our stuff. So even last night when I went to my county convention, because I am a precinct delegate, I kind of asked permission of the chair, can I mention I still need some signatures? Can I? And I said, well, of course you can, Doc. But we were told at a couple others that we couldn't have that there.
Okay, let me coach you a little bit on politics 101 when dealing with these county chairs. It's always better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Got it.
You put those pamphlets at every dang event, anywhere. If you've got a grassroots volunteer person, they're going to be wearing your red T-shirts for your campaign, and they're going to have your literature out there. And if anybody gets in their face, say, sorry, I didn't know, and just smile and stay right there and do not take your stuff down. Absolutely pass it out to everybody. That is politicking 101, girl. One other thing, Sherry, that I noticed, congressmen are getting involved in this state party brouhaha, this civil war. I got 16 text messages this morning from our listeners with this stupid letter that the Michigan Republican congressional delegation, our congressman Jack Bergman, okay, Wahlberg, Huizenga, McClain, even John James, okay, signed this letter in support of Pete Hoekstra to be recognized as the chair of the party. This war is going on. It's going to happen down March 2nd. I believe you're actually going to be going as a voting delegate for your county.
That's true, Director. I will be going as a voted delegate. I am a precinct delegate. You know, I've gotten involved and stayed involved just because we need to be involved and do some things. So last night they needed a precinct delegate still to go. So I was debating whether I was simply going to go as a U.S. Senate candidate or as a precinct delegate. And I was told that they needed my vote, so I will be involved. But, you know, once again, I think what we're seeing is overreach of government that should be handled on a state level. The delegates that, you know, voted, they voted, and we've got to respect that process. I'm trying really hard to stay out of the weeds, and I'm saying I've got a campaign to win, so I'm laser focused on my campaign. But one of the things that I've said from the get-go is we as Republicans have to stop the infighting, because the more that we're infighting, the weaker we are.
Absolutely. And Todd Smallenberg said the exact same thing about we need to stop fighting. We need to start fighting the Democrats.
Right. We're fighting within and we're eating our own, as opposed to kicking butt and taking care of the Democrats. And that's what we need to do, is just stop the infighting, come together, realize that we are in a spiritual war. We're in a war for our state. We're in a war for our country. We're in a spiritual war, and stop the fighting. You know, there's a scripture that I keep returning to, Randy, and that's that the word tells us that the Lord hates it when there's discord sown amongst the brethren. And that's what we're doing, and it has to stop.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that was very clear and obvious to me was the machine in Genesee County, and mostly, I couldn't believe it, moderate rhinos in the way they treated the Patriots, many of whom I'm got to believe would be supporting you for U.S. Senate. They flat out railroaded those people. It was a kangaroo court. And I'm like, I'm getting reports from all across the state, Livingston County, Washtenaw County, Ure County, Antrim County, Lake County, all across the state. I got reports all morning long on this show today. Convention went smooth. Lake County, 8 minutes. Their county convention was 8 minutes long. And I'm like, we were there, first of all, waiting like 48 minutes to even get called to order by the chair, which is actually a violation of the state's bylaws. You're supposed to start right at 7 p.m. They were screwing around with the credentials. And I think they may actually be filing a complaint against the chair with the Republican Party, and maybe asking that the slate be overturned by Christina Caramo. But the long story short is, you're absolutely right. And what is it that you can do as a candidate when you're out on the stumping of your speech and what you get the opportunity to say to these groups? Are you actually making that part of your messaging, that we need to stop this infighting, we need to unite?
I absolutely am, Trucker. As a matter of fact, one of the events that I was at recently, I'll leave the county alone and I won't pick on that county, but they said that their meeting is usually an hour long, and it wound up being 2 hours and 20 minutes, and then they asked me to come up and speak. Well, it was a pretty heated meeting, and I thought, oh, yay, I get to go speak after that. But I thought, you know what, I'm not going to make this about me at all. The message that I said that night, teasingly, I said, okay, guys, we're going to be out of here at 10 o'clock, don't worry. But truly what I did, Trucker, was turn it around and say, you know what, guys, we just sat through almost a 2.5 hour, very, very heated meeting. Do you know what I love about that? Your passion. Now let's turn that passion in the right direction. We're aiming missiles at the wrong direction.
Right.
Let's go ahead and turn it towards the Dems. Let's unite. Take that passion, because everybody's passionate about it right now. But we're all fired up and fighting the wrong enemy. It's kind of like when Jehoshaphat fought in the word. We've got to aim that at the Democrats. Realize we've got an election coming up that will determine the future of our country. What we turn over to our kids and our grandkids will happen now. Some of this other stuff is petty, and we've got to unite. And even the stuff that's not petty, you know, if you're going to be an NCAA championship team, you better play like that on the field. I mean, on the court. Fight it out in the locker room, but when you get out on the court, you better play like a team. And we've got to play like a team. And that's literally, I didn't say anything about, you know, rah-rah, Doc Sherry. I said, let's take it. So, Trucker, I am making that part of my messaging, because we have to. We have to do that.
And I don't think, with all due respect, I don't think the other recycled politicians are going to be talking like you just did to a county. I don't think they're willing to speak the truth and to call them out and to say, guys, we need to do this. I've just sat here and witnessed what you went through, and I'm sorry, but I don't see the other candidates. They'd get up and be all about them. And, you know, God bless you for doing the right thing, bottom line.
Well, thanks, Trucker. I just felt it was important. And, you know, you could literally, Chase, you could feel the temperature in that room literally change. I think had we not done that, we would have had some very upset people leaving there and not coming back. Instead, what I witnessed in just the 15 minutes that I spoke was literally at the end, people were hugging one another and apologizing and saying, you know what, let's
She's
do
right.
this.
She's right. We absolutely acted wrong. We shouldn't have done that. We need to come together. And they're hugging and kissing, right?
They were, Trucker. And it's like, thank you, Lord. And I said nothing about me. I mean, I just said, hey, this is who I am and I'm running. But you know what? That's not a federal level. But if we care about Michigan, we've got to be sending that message. We've got to stay united. We've got to get united. And yeah. Yes, my county handled it beautifully last night. And I was very proud to see that some of the infighting that's been going on there has been stopped and remedied and rectified. And I'm ready for the rest of the state to do the same.
Absolutely. Well, I am going to talk about the campaign. Doc Sherry, it's DocSherry2024.com is the website. And you're still looking for, again, are you still needing a few county captains for your campaign at this point?
Yes, we are. So if there's people that want to get involved, and Director, I'm looking for 2,000 volunteers across the state. We're gathering an army, and we are garnering those numbers, but I'm looking for 2,000 across the state, still are looking for some county captains, and if we have more than one, great, they'll share responsibility. But it's firing up. I'm almost at the place that I can get the signatures turned in soon. I'm going to Washington, D.C., and then on to CPAC next week. So we're kicking it, Randy. It's going great.
Excellent, excellent. And the donations are available on the website, even if it's just $5, $10, $20, right?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, those are some of the most important donors that want to do $25 a month. Hit that repeat, and yes, or $10 a month. Absolutely. Every dime counts, and I don't say that tritely. Every dime counts.
Yeah. Well, one thing I also know is once somebody donates to your campaign, even if they don't go to lunch today, they go online and they make a $10 donation that they would have spent at McDonald's or whatever. Now they're vested. They are into your campaign. I donated to her. I'm going to vote for her. But more importantly, Sherry, they're going to tell everybody they know about you.
That's right. And word of mouth is the absolute best advertisement we have, without a doubt. You know, it's fun to walk up to a county that I hadn't been in yet. I think we've been in 53 of the 83 counties. I've got to go back and count that today, mm-hmm. but we've been in almost 53. And it's fun to walk up and have people say, oh, it's so fun to meet you. I heard you, or I heard you on Truckers Radio, or I heard you on Gruber. It's just been fun and gratifying to see that the name is getting out there. But word of mouth is absolutely the best advertisement we'll ever have.
Absolutely. So again, folks, you can go to Doc Sherry 2024. If you want the link, just text me Doc, D-O-C, and I'll send you the link to the website. You can sign up to volunteer. You can contact the campaign. You can ask to be a captain, perhaps in your county, and help collect signatures. We're going to get her on the ballot. Donate. Do whatever you can. Again, Doc, D-O-C, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, 2024.com is the website. And Sherry, we appreciate you. You stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Trekker, if there's anybody that's going to the Trump rally and wants to represent us there, we're looking for the volunteers there, so they can give me a quick call, 269-449-5550.
I'll send that out as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Trekker.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Pickerel Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this Friday. Greatly appreciate all the text messages, interaction with all of you guys. Greatly, greatly appreciate all the interviews and discussions and text messages back and forth. One of the things I think is interesting is the fact that people want to form new groups. Now, I'm going to throw something out there to you guys right now to consider. Think about this. There's been a group that was started in 1973 by Norm Hughes. He was an absolute Christian patriot warrior. He worked for Ronald Reagan in Ronald Reagan's administration. He ran for Congress. He's from the, I believe, Lapeer, Metamora area. Norm passed away, and he left a huge void in the Michigan Conservative Union. Linda is doing the best she can to keep it alive, kind of basically out of respect to Norm for all of his years of hard work. He helped us pass Right to Work on December 6th of 2012 in the state of Michigan. It was under his stewardship, leadership, that we had meetings starting in 2011. He laid out the mission statement, make Michigan a right-to-work state. That was our mission statement. He created and got us involved to sign up on a spreadsheet called Management by Objectives. I'd never heard MBOs before. Didn't even know what the term was. Management by Objectives. You have your mission statement at the top to make Michigan a right-to-work state. Then he broke down every single component of making that happen. We had a grassroots responsibility. I was the chair of the grassroots. We had media. We had legislative. We had advertising. We had fundraising. We had it all broken down on the left side. The very first column was the committee assignments. And then next column was the task or responsibilities of those committees. And then there was objectives that had to be accomplished of those tasks by a certain date. He laid out every single committee assignment task and the date deadline it had to be accomplished by. Then all you had to do was sign up for whatever task you wanted to accomplish. We made Michigan a right-to-work state. It was because of the Michigan Conservative Union and Norm Hughes's leadership. Norm, if you're up in heaven looking down at us, brother, thank you, thank you, thank you for all your work all those years. I know Susan would be very proud of hearing how we feel about Norm. We miss him dearly. But if you go to Michigan Conservative Union, I believe it's either .org or .com, just Google it, Michigan Conservative Union. We started a chapter in Antrim County. We're the Antrim County Conservative Union. Maybe Genesee County Conservative Union. I can show you guys how to become a chapter. I can show you exactly how to set up your DBA and to get your bank account. You can create a website. You can do donations just like we do on acconservatives.org. Now, if Genesee County is not conservative enough to be part of the Genesee County Conservative Union, do you guys have a Stand Up Michigan chapter in Genesee County? If you already have one, who's leading it? Maybe Stand Up Michigan is a better way to go. Because they're nonpartisan. They want Republicans and Democrats and Libertarians and U.S. Taxpayer Party and Independents. They want everybody to stand up in Michigan. So maybe you guys need to start a Stand Up Michigan Genesee County chapter. They've got a website. They can put you together for your email addresses. They can do it all. I'm personal friends with Ron Armstrong and Tammy Clark. Maybe a Stand Up Michigan chapter would be better for your county because maybe you're not conservative enough. You really are conservative, but maybe they don't want to call it or be affiliated with a conservative union group. I don't know. That's up to you guys. I'll brainstorm it with you. You come up with, you know, Genesee County Patriots, but then they're going to, you know, label you as being, you know, militia and Tea Party, and yeah, you guys believe in guns. You know, Patriots, not maybe a good word for Genesee County. It's a great word up here, us Hicks in the sticks north of 46. But I don't know if that works so well in Genesee County. But call me. We'll brainstorm it. You know, let's do a video meeting. I have a new Clout Hub, True Hub video conferencing site that we can join, and let's do it. But we're going forward. We're going to teach that class, folks, in Genesee County on Saturday, April 27th. I've already made that commitment decision. Now they're going to find a venue for us. We are going to take Genesee County back. What I witnessed last night down there, I sat right there shaking my head the whole time. I'm going to help you do it. Jay, just constructive notice. Your days are numbered, sir. Well, that's it for the show. That's it for this week. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. You guys have a fantastic weekend. God bless you. We'll see you on Monday. Bubba, I'm coming
Thank
home.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey.